Hi everyone, my name is Yaro and you're listening to the Creative Rituals podcast. I'm recording again from the little river in the woods and I'm really grateful for your feedback on my last two episodes where I did that as well. Yeah, it's lovely to sit here. I really hope that you can hear the river and the birds again. And I'm coming to you with an episode about the why and how of my ritual quilts. Before I dive in, just a small announcement in case you haven't heard yet. Create and Launch is my program on making online courses and it runs live once per year and it starts on Tuesday. There's other episodes where I talk more about that, but I'll just link in the show notes in case you're interested. Alright, so the why and how of ritual quilts. Firstly, I'll say in 2020 I published a book on rituals and I'm really excited to update that a little bit, not because anything I wrote doesn't feel true for me anymore, but actually because it feels even more true than it ever has, and there's more that I want to say about that. I wrote the book in the first pandemic spring, in this moment of kind of trauma and uncertainty and huge upheaval, and there was a real urgency in my writing. I wanted to get that book out as soon as possible because I felt so strongly that rituals can really help us through these kinds of times. And again, I still feel that's true. And I think I would just want to reflect a little bit more on what that meant for me in the last 2 years. Rituals really have gotten me through some of the worst moments. And I want to add to that. I think for me, rituals are a way of placemaking, understanding, belonging, understanding our part in the world. They're also a way to bond with other people. I think whether that's an old friendship or a new person, it's really lovely to sit down together and think about meaning making and, you know, making a relationship special in some way by having your own little rituals. And that could be, I don't know, something really silly like having a coded language in emojis or just knowing each other's favorite meals inside out and making them when things are hard. But I also think that on our own, rituals can be so beautifully soothing for our nervous systems. I've been making pancakes almost every single morning for myself for about 9 months now. So there are literally hundreds of pancakes that I've made. And there's something so beautiful in going to bed, really tugging myself in the way I love with rose water sprinkled on my pillow. And knowing that I'll wake up to this absolute delight of a treat because I'm taking care of myself and I'm making sure I have the ingredients ready at all times. And I'm also planning my mornings to make sure there's enough time for my pancakes. So anyway, I think those are some examples of, you know, what ritual means to me. I really need rituals also to organize my thoughts and make decisions and feel clarity, whether that's in my creative practice or in my personal life or in my business. It's really a part of everything I do. And I often like to draw tarot cards and I like to pay attention to kind of how I feel when I turn a card, and I love having them as these little touch points in my day. And I made these ritual quilts I've started to make this spring because I wanted like a really soft landing space for my tarot and journaling practice. And I wanted something that's like a really visual, beautiful reminder of what I value and that I want to make time and space for those things. I think another element that's tying in for me with those ritual quilts is that I really love the practice of working with repurposed or recycled materials. Most of what I used has had some other life before, and so it's really nice to make sure those things don't end up in landfill. They have, you know, another future, but also weaving in those stories. I'm making some memory quilts for myself with things from my friend Francis who passed away. And yeah, that's really beautiful and very emotional work. I also love the idea of the abstract and working with really simple shapes and colors and symbols to think about the meaning that these different pieces have for me. One is called Pleasure Portal, for example, and I made that on a day where it just felt so playful and fun, and I was just reaching into this big scrap pile to find colors that really felt like pleasure to me. I embroidered this little archway on one of the bits of it, and yeah, you know, that's just one example. I also made one that is really light. It has a lot of really light cream and pale rose color, and then it has one dark pink velvety spot in there, and it speaks to me to this idea of like being in a dreamy space where there's a lot of curves and arcs, and it's like a bit misty, but you're also really connected to this like piece of truth that's, you know, really standing out from all these potential options, maybe in a Seven of Cups kind of way. I made one on queer masculinity that had kind of like a golden velvet and some pinks and also some denim and then some plaid shirts, thinking about what that meant to me. And obviously, you know, those are always just snapshots. They're one way of looking at something. They're certainly not there to describe the concept or idea as a whole or to make some kind of broad statement about it. But the people who've received them so far have said they really loved weaving those ideas into their practice and having the, you know, the space that I mentioned to kind of go to. I'm excited to also share how to make these if you want to, rather than just buying one, you want to make one yourself. I'm offering a 2-hour workshop on the making app on May 21st. So that's a Sunday. That's in 2 weeks time, actually, as I'm recording this. And I think that would be really great. I'll be sending you a PDF with what to prepare, what kind of materials you need to bring. And then we'll have time to sit together and really talk about the practical steps, but also the meaning making. You know, how might you search for colors or symbols or shapes that really speak to something that you want to express right now or that you want to bring into your practice for your own ritual quilt? I love that they are small and therefore fairly doable. You know, it's not like a huge king size spread that you're making, which is also beautiful, and I totally want to do that. And I have made much bigger quilts in the past, but I think sometimes we have to be realistic and also give ourselves the pleasure of completing something in a relatively approachable space of time, if that makes sense. And another thing I love is that you can both hand sew or machine sew. So whatever is easier or more accessible for you right now, that is what you can do. I have made small ritual quilts that were completely handmade, so I haven't used a machine at all for them. Sometimes I have used a machine. It's kind of like a faster, kind of more dance-like way of working, it feels like to me. And then the hand sewing is kind of slower and more contemplative. I can take it along to more places, which I sometimes like. But yeah, either is fine. I think there shouldn't be any judgment on either choice. But there are some technical, practical things I love to share so that you're not having to second guess yourself. And yeah, there's also other things we can add. So I like to sew in some dried plant material, for example. My pleasure ritual quilt has some dried rose petals sewn into it. I might draw a tarot card and have it kind of open as I work on the quilt as a reminder, as kind of a direction for the practice and the piece. Yeah, and so those kinds of ideas and practices I want to share as part of the workshop. If making your own is not your jam right now and you just want to buy one and have it lovingly sent to you, that is totally welcome as well. You can find those that currently are available at yarrowmagdalena.com/art. I think they're quite affordable as an intro price. They're £40 at the moment. I know that's still a lot of money, no doubt, for a lot of people. But, you know, it's also a handmade item made with a lot of love and really carefully selected materials. They have a lot of linen and velvet and sweet cottons in them. So check them out. There's only 2 left at the moment because some of them sold after my last newsletter. So if you're not seeing what you currently are looking for, then either reach out to me for a commission or get on my newsletter, and around a new moon each month I'll announce any and all new ones that I made that you can look at. I think that's all I meant to share for now. I hope that you feel curious about weaving creativity and ritual together in your own way, whether that's for quilts or for something else entirely. But there's a lot of beauty and meaning to be made from these things, and I think in times like these, that's exactly what we need more of. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.